BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Two became one at Mount Pleasant School on Wednesday with a brand spanking new nursery. Assistant Director of Education, Christopher Spencer.
We have a duty here to make sure that the provision matches at least what's happening in England and certainly what's happening in Germany.
How well do SCE schools then prepare service children to rejoin civilian schools, for instance, if they return to the UK?
There's quite a rigorously set curriculum now for our foundation stage one. Since I've been in SCE now, which is about 8 years, I've noticed that there's a huge amount of work gone into the young children, because the vast majority of our children are actually at the lower end of the age scale. So it's like a pyramid, it tails off. And we have a large foundation stage provision.
How do you see SCE dealing with the changing forces world?
What we can do for them is give them the best possible provision so that they achieve really well. The liaison work that we've got with our feeder schools and our receiving schools makes a huge difference. So, for example, if we've got a regimental move either into an SCE school or out of an SCE school, our head teachers will often go to those schools. So, for example, they went recently from Cyprus back to the UK and from Celle back to the UK to go to the schools where they're getting 30, 40, 50 children coming at a time, and that helps the transition work very well indeed.
This is Paul Wisdom, Mount Pleasant, the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
BFBS.